This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan gave a tax policy speech this afternoon. He promised once again to get tax reform, not tax cuts, but tax reform, the whole enchilada, done this year. Until then, our tax news comes to us in other forms. ExxonMobil said today it is going to sign on to a plan for a carbon tax. Counterintuitive, perhaps, for an oil company, or, as Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains, completely logical.
Climate change solutions don't get much simpler than a carbon tax. Make pollution more expensive and you'll get less of it. Economists, rational beings that they are, love this idea. The reason it never happens, says Ted Halstead, is because regular humans are irrational.
We're asking people to make short-term sacrifices now for benefits that accrue to other people in other countries in 40 years. It just doesn't work.
Halstead's chief executive of the Climate Leadership Council, this coalition of mostly conservatives that Exxon just joined. He says his plan goes straight to people's self-interest.
What if the government wrote you a check each month to fight global warming?
Here's what he means. The government charges companies for burning carbon. In the case of an oil company, that cost gets passed down to the consumer, about 36 cents a gallon added to the price of gas. But the government would offset that cost by cutting you a check every month.
We believe that markets are far more effective in solving climate change than regulation.
A plain old tax, instead of a labyrinth of complex regulations, is the selling point for industry.
All of these companies really want this. It's actually in their interest, and they know it.
Rob Virchik's a climate policy expert at Loyola University. He says regulation is difficult, inefficient, and changes with the mood of Washington. But a tax, you can just write that into your budget.
It gives companies more control and more ability to plan.
Especially if they can be part of the planning process. The global conversation about carbon regulation is already happening. With their own plan in hand, oil companies are more prepared to have that talk. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.